December 31st. Dear you, it's 3 a.m. and I can't fall asleep. My mind is muddled with thoughts and I just can't seem to get rid of them. I tell you what's keeping me up, but I don't think I have the courage to just yet. Maybe one day I will, or maybe I won't. Anyway, it got me thinking back to when you were still living next door. Remember how we would always sneak out when neither of us could sleep? We'd go on our little ventures, you know, as we called it, exploring what seemed to be very interesting at the time, our backyards. I miss that a lot. Now, while I'm busy with life and everything that's going on, I find myself always wanting to go on adventure, especially now. During the winter, I have a horribly insatiable craving to take walks during the late hours of the night. Now, I know what you're thinking, and I know if you were here, you would tell me not to do this. You would lecture me, telling me how dangerous it is, but I'll do it anyways, and I still do. You know, with disregard to safety and to my own sleeping hours, I find it to be some of the best time to breathe deeply and reflect on not only the projects I currently work on, but also to mull over the ideas and the thoughts and just everything that has been in the back of my mind. It's during these hours, watching as my breath fades into the night sky, that I take notice of how different the world looks during the night. Although, of course, to me, there isn't much difference at all, seeing as I rarely find time to go out during daylight hours, unless I had a complete need to. There's just a sense of calmness when the world is dark, which I find to be utterly inspiring and amazing, relaxing even. You know, couple that with the music of whatever I feel at that moment as I pace the neighborhood during these witching hours, it admittedly, it makes for some suspicious looking activities. Not that it really matters to other people. But anyway, it's a simple joy that I find in life, which has been difficult this year to contain. It helps. Really, it does. To think about more than life when I walk. It helps to breathe in deeply, filling the lungs with that sharp, cold winter air, only to exhale and watch as life wafts upwards and drifts towards the stars. It had me thinking. Have you ever realized how lovely cold air is in the winter? You might call me crazy, but hear me out. It chills the lungs to That delicious cold that feels just so clean while your coat keeps you warm. There's that love the air writes for you in the form of clouds as you breathe deeply. And for this fact, I love winter. I love the cold, the sting of the wind, and the pristine white of snow. It's during this time when everything lays dormant and still that I find is lovely. It's a reminder that everything struggles for life. You know, breathing is so lulling. I wonder why we forget to do it sometimes. I mean, if you think about it, it sustains us scientifically as well as mentally. There's a sense of cleansing when we breathe deeply and we think clearly. Even if it might not benefit anyone other than myself, I do just find walking at night to be the best time to find inspiration in the peaceful, slumbering city. But there's always that empty feeling that follows, that lingers every time I do. And it leaves me with only one thought. The thought of the only one I know that can fill this void. Can you guess who? Sincerely, me.